Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Right, so what you do is, right, put your face up with the microphone, right, and you go, I'll go first, right? I go, Chris Mike, 1-2, 1-2. Then you go,
Chris Mike, 1-2.
No, but that's not your name, is it? What's your name?
Robin Ramsey, 2-1.
Go, Robin Mike, 1-2, 1-2.
Robin Mike, 2-2-2.
Oh, yeah, right, oh, yeah, I put my face.
So, hello. And welcome to this week's Shag Married Annoyed. I probably shouldn't have said that word because.
And when you see that, you'll pull your pants.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't have said that word because I've just realised who my co-host is today. Hello, Robin.
Hello.
So, what's happening is this is week two of the Maternity Leave podcast.
Yep.
Yeah, thank you. This is week two of the Maternity Leave podcast. Rosie and Robin's little brother, what's your little brother called?
Rafe.
And do you love him?
Yeah.
He's a little cutie.
No.
What do you call him?
Bum Bum.
You don't call him Bum Bum, you call him your little baby.
Call him Tiddlerface.
Tiddlerface. Right, anyway, we are stepping in to do the intro and the outro for this. It's another week of unused questions that we haven't had time to
put. Rosie Ramsey family.
That's upsetting. It's the Chris Ramsey family, if anything.
Chris Ramsey.
Thank you. So it's another week of questions that weren't used on other episodes. Robin's very excited about it. So he's my co-host for Robin. Robin, what do you want to say to everyone out there? This is our podcast. What do you want to say to everyone out there?
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And how's Mammy? Tell everyone, how's Mammy doing? Is she okay?
Yeah? Yeah.
And how's Rafe doing?
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. You've had enough of it, have you? I've just noticed you've only got one sock on. Is there a reason for this?
My sock is bleeding!
1 foot's freezing.
Bleeding.
Bleeding. Oh, your little toe's bleeding, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You're all right, though. You're very brave.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm really brave.
You're really brave. Okay. Do you like podcasts? Thumbs up. Thumbs up doesn't work on a podcast. It clearly doesn't know much about them.
I do.
You do? Okay. What's your favourite podcast? Is it Mummy and Daddy's? Rafe's. Right. Rafe's podcast your favourite podcast?
Yeah. He goes, oh, but Burma, the sings in the puts, and then blah, blah, blah.
It's actually not too dissimilar from the content that me and Mammy make. Robin, thank you for stepping in and helping. Can you say to everyone, enjoy this week's podcast. We'll be back soon.
Enjoy this week's podcast. We'll be back soon.
And I've been Chris Ramsey, and you are?
Robin Ramsey.
Robin, I need you to say a really important thing that Mammy always forgets to say. Can you say it for me? I'll tell you what it is, right? I'll tell you what it is. 2 seconds, right? It's
Paying the Jingle.
Oh no, it's not actually. It's Here's the Jingle.
Here's the Jingle.
Here's the Jingle.
Do, 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 do. We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Okay, this is interesting.
Okay.
This is Family Feud.
Oh.
Okay.
Nice.
Not as in depth as you'd think.
All right.
But
okay.
But this topic tearing a family apart.
I'm gonna have questions.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi Rosie and Chris. I have a question for you. When playing a board game, when you put the board on the table, do you keep it running square with the sides of the table, or do you put it in a diamond position on the table?
That's a good question.
During lockdown, my family have been playing more board games. I come from a large family, and it has become a bit of a weekly thing to play a board game with all eight of us.
Eight?
Yeah, my two parents and five siblings.
Oh my God!
I know. Get a telly. Like,
crikey, mate, you want to work on your pull-out game. Mm-hmm. Jesus.
In these games, a little bit jealous, though. A little bit jealous, because
it must be
nice. Lovely.
It must be very nice.
You know?
I'm genuinely jealous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Robin's not at the age where he plays ball games yet. I mean, he does, but he's a fucking cheater and it's a nightmare.
No, do you not think it would be nice to have five kids, but to have gone through, you could just erase the whole them being little stage and just have five... like grown-ups and be like, look at us.
Are you asking me if I want five mates? Because I've got more than five mates.
No, but ones that you've made when you're a bit older. I would love five kids, but I don't want to have five babies and toddlers.
Right, yeah. That's a lot. Five's a lot.
It's nice, though.
Fuck me. How big's their fucking wheelie bin?
I know.
How many bathrooms you got? Five, eight people? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Bit off topic here, but there's a programme on at the minute. Somebody messaged in. Of a family who live, I think it's in Yorkshire, and this husband and wife, they own a farm.
Right.
They've got nine kids.
Mental. And chop it off. Honestly, I'm sorry. After fucking four. After four, I can imagine. Four, okay. I don't know. I don't think it's okay. But five. After five, chop your dick off. Chop your dick off. What? Nine?
Nine kids.
That's horrendous.
You'd never have a drink with us.
Oh,
imagine.
God, no. I wouldn't even know you.
It's constantly pregnant.
So there's 11 of them all together. So they're a football team.
Yeah, skins or shirts.
Yeah, skins or shirts. They're a football team.
Yeah.
Fuck me.
Anyway, back to the five siblings.
Back to the fucking the Clampets playing board games. Yeah.
In these games, we've come to a dilemma and have had large arguments about how to put the board on the table.
Okay.
To the point where half of us can't play a board game with the other half because of how the board is on the table.
Wow.
I am a believer in that the board side should be parallel to the sides of the table so they, like, it's square.
Right, okay.
Yeah. But the others are firm in that it can be placed diagonally or just randomly on the table, which, in my opinion, is not right.
Wow.
Do you have a preference or is the lockdown getting to us?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, you really know how to take the fun out of a board game before it's even started. No, put that perpendicular to the sides or I'm not playing. And no, I'm the shoe. You're not the shoe. I'm the shoe. You can be the dog or the ship.
Who wasn't allowed to be the banker in your family?
Well, there was only me and my mum and dad, so it was just really sad.
Oh, right, okay.
Only the three of us playing.
I got banned from being the banker.
You got banned from
I
being the banker.
I cheated so much.
Yeah.
Oh, I used to cheat. Oh, yeah. I was like slyly, little 20s, little 100. I cheated. I got banned. Honestly, really? Like when we used to play
well
Monopoly.
Done for just picking 20s. You could have went 500s, but you just went
20s. No, I'm not daft. But a guest.
Mum didn't raise no fool. Rosie, why have you got nine 500s and you only own Old Kent Road? Saving, Dad. Just been saving.
Been to jail. Loads. Oh, you have to pay, don't you? Doesn't matter. Anyway, that would not bother me at all. I wouldn't care where the board was.
So I've got a theory. If you've got a rectangle table, it's probably better to put it diagonally so that it fills more, sort of, so that it's not centered more. So if you've got eight of you around a rectangle table and you've got a square board, if you put it diagonally, the people on the far ends of the table will be technically closer to it. That's
right. Okay.
Just sort of geometry.
Would it matter? Because you are more of a, what's the word, pernickety?
Pernickety, yeah.
You're more pernickety than I am.
I would go with diagonal. I like the look of diagonal, and I feel like it leaves more space.
That surprised me.
Either bit of the table.
Okay.
Plus, it can mean diagonal probably means on a square table that you can get more people on each side because you've got two sides on each side rather than just one side on each side. I think diagonal is bright, and I'm sticking with.
Thank you for that, Rhiannon, and good luck getting some milk in the morning.
good luck to her family. Jesus, nothing wrong with her. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hi, Rosie, Chris, and small humans.
Oh.
Was listening to the latest podcast with the lady that flashed her gash getting out the plunge pool, and it made me flash back to a holiday I went on years ago with my dad.
Please never say flash the gash ever again.
Oh, it gets
anyone.
Worse. It gets worse.
Oh, man.
You can imagine the bant that goes on between this guy and his dad.
Right, can I just... A public service announcement here. Some blokes who are emailing in to this podcast, we're not your mates in the bar at the stag do. Look, I'm sure you're lovely, right? Just fucking sort some of your language out, because some of it is so offensively laddish. I don't even... And some, I'm sure some of them will be amazing emails and amazing stories, but I read the first few lines and it's like, oh, so we went out, like, you know, trying to find some slags. I'm like, right, gone, that email's gone. Could be the greatest story in the world. The email's gone. Stop saying things like flash of the gash in the first couple of sentences. You're lucky this is getting read out.
Well, I just want to... Before I read this, I just want to say, like... I think this guy thinks his dad's a ledge. Good. I think his dad's a dick.
Right.
Okay, so great. Here you go.
Oh, but I like that he thinks his dad's a ledge. That's nice that he thinks his dad's a ledge. I hope Robin thinks I'm a ledge one day.
Yeah, but it'll not be for this reason.
Right, well, okay, I'll be the judge of that. Let's
okay.
See.
I must have been 13/14 and a massive group of my dad's friends, brackets family and tour, went to Alcudia in Spain.
Get in.
My dad was known for being dry and quick-witted, rarely lost for words and having a knack of saying the first thing that came to his mind.
Good grief.
One day, we were sat around the pool with no real agenda to where we sat. As people came and went, my dad sat there doing a touch of people watching. Anyway, this one lady had been in the pool some time and finally decided to get out using the steps right in front of our loungers. Unfortunately, my keen-eyed dad had clocked something that no one should really see in that situation.
Oh, God.
The poor lady had a tampon string hanging out from the bottom of her bikini.
Dad's a bastard. I hope he did. Oh, what did he do? Oh, I'm scared.
As if this wasn't embarrassing enough for the poor girl, my dad, without missing a heartbeat, said, "Hey, love, what's that? Pull here for life jacket."
Oh, no. What a prick.
Cue embarrassment, running off, and a lot of nervous giggles. The poor woman.
Your dad's a knob. Your dad's a knob, man.
So there you go. But actually, in his defence, I mean, he sounds like no, but you never know whether it's just one of those things when it just pops to your mind and you say it.
I mean, funny joke.
Do you know
I'll give
mean?
Him that. Funny joke. Don't say it to a stranger. Say it to your wife.
Say it to your wife when she's getting out of
say daughter.
There.
Don't say it to your daughter. Wife or sister?
No, not even sister.
I don't have siblings. I don't know how it works.
My brother said to me, "Oh, what's that?" I'd go, "Kevin, it's me tampon string, you dirty, rotten little bastard. Mom!
Pull it out and hit him with it. Pull it out and hit him with it."
I would. I'd pull it out and I'd smack it across his face.
Ah, yeah, your dad's a dick, mate. Babadoo, 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 ba. Got another one here. Hi, Rosie and Chris.
Hi.
I was walking home from work yesterday and came across an unconscious woman who was bleeding.
What?
Yeah. I work in a hospital, so I sprung into work mode and started assessing the situation.
Mm.
Thankfully, another hospital employee was passing, so we started to treat the woman. She had lacerations, love that word, and hate it at the same time.
It's a good word. It's like axe.
I don't think I've ever been able to use it.
Lacerations.
I don't think I'll ever be able to use it in a sentence.
I hear that word quite often with me true crime podcasts. A lot. I use it. I hear it a lot.
Of course you do.
It is a good word. I've never used it myself.
I can't see me ringing like... you know, NHS direct or whatever, and then being, what's the problem? Me going, oh, I've got lacerations on my back. Yeah. And they're going, sorry? Oh, I've cut myself.
Well, why don't you use it if Robin falls over? Go, he's lacerated his knee. we'll bring it back. We'll bring it back.
Rosie, quick, come. He's lacerated his knee. Oh, shit, you come like running. He just needs a Peppa Pig plaster. It's like the smallest fucking cut in the world.
You said lacerated.
I just wanted to use my new word. She had lacerations on her leg, which were bleeding heavily. So between the two of us, we managed to get her into the recovery position and stop the bleeding by applying pressure.
Oh, gosh.
Fast forward, and the paramedics came and took care of the woman.
Mm-hmm.
Afterwards, we realised our hands were covered in this woman's blood.
Oh.
The woman who helped me asked if she could wash her hands at my house, as I lived close. I said okay, and we walked to my house. I showed her to my bathroom, and she washed her hands and went on her way. After she left, I went into the bathroom to clean the sink, only to realise, to my horror... my vibrator was on the side of the sink. I'd been cleaning it the night before and forgot to put it away. I am absolutely mortified. A random stranger came into my house to find my bright pink vibrator. She works in my hospital and I'm terrified I'll bump into her and I will forever live with this shame.
That's lovely. That is lovely.
I just loved how that it just came from nowhere. That story was like,
I thought they were gonna have sex. Yeah, well,
really, is that where your brain went? Is that what this podcast done to you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
For me, that was like a casualty or like a 999 storyline, and then it went straight into 2 pints of lager and a pack of crisps.
I just love that joke. It's like,
babadoo, 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 ba. Got another one here now. Obviously, lockdown, the only positive thing about this whole horrendous experience for me personally has been I've been able to spend a lot more time with our son, which,
yes,
as the year was
planned. The only positive thing.
Yeah, as the year was planned, I wouldn't even been here hardly. Mm-hmm, it's crazy stuff. I would like mine and Robin's father-son relationship to aspire to or get something next to this one I'm about to read here, okay. Right? Hi, Chris and Rosie. I normally receive weird letters from my dad, but this one I had to bring to your attention. Today, I received this letter from my dad, which you might like to read. It went as follows. This is a letter.
Okay.
Hi, son. I hope you are well and enjoying life. I didn't attend church this morning. You see, I had a slap-up meal last night of 2 pork chops, mash and beans with 4 bottles of plonk. First of all, I love the way he speaks. Slap up meal, haven't heard that for years. Plonk, great.
Yeah.
I woke this morning at 8 a.m. and just couldn't stop farting. Now, this is very dangerous as the church toilets are closed due to COVID-19, and if I followed through, I'd have nowhere to go. It's gone 1:30 p.m. now, and I'm still continuously farting. I've got the window open because I've literally been farting now for 6 hours, and my room is beginning to stink. Has this ever happened to you? Love you, man. Dad.
Wait. So, was this a pen to paper letter or a text?
It's a letter and he sent it to him.
That's
amazing.
That's very strange.
Isn't that amazing?
I quite like it. So, are you planning on doing this with Robin?
I want that level of relationship with Robin. Hey, son, how's your farts? I'm farting loads. Ever happened to you? Write us back. He had to go to the post box to send this.
I do love letters.
Like, although, to be fair, he was probably guarded the 5 minutes out of his room.
Yeah, a bit of breath of fresh air, yeah. The thing is, I can imagine Robin enjoying that now and for the next few years. When he's an adult, I'm not sure so much.
Yeah.
If you got a letter from your dad just telling you all about his... I mean, I'd be upset. I would be. I'd be like, Dad, please, this is not what I need.
Dearest Rosie, my farts have been pungent this eve. I love as well, can I just say, there's so many blokes who think like this, and I've never ever had to think like this in my entire life. It's very dangerous, it says here, as the church toilets are closed due to COVID-19, and if I followed through, I'd have nowhere to go. Why do men just constantly think they're going to shit their pants?
Yeah, that is a reoccurring thing I've found during this podcast. I can honestly say, as a female, and I don't know any other females, that if I've had a bad stomach, the first thing, it's not been, oh gosh, I'm going to shit myself. It's been, I've got a bad stomach.
Yeah.
I'm going to feel really poorly.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to be on the toilet all day. Not, I'm going to shit myself. Why is that the go-to thing? Like, hold it in.
It's just where it's like, I can't go to church because if I fart in church, I might follow through. Like, it happens all the time. Craziness.
I love that he missed church in case he shit himself. Who is there any more letters? Is that the only one?
That's the only one we've been sent. But Chris, if you want to say, his name's Chris, the guy, he hasn't been asked to say anonymous. So Chris, if you want to send any more letters from your dad in, we'll be happy to hear them. Wonderful.
I mean, I don't know.
No, I would. Just send them to me. Just send them to me, dude. Love it. Big love to your dad. Babadoo, babadoo, babadoo.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Dear Rosie and Chris, please keep me anonymous due to the pure fear of this ever happening again in my very small town in Somerset.
Oh, lovely. We've just been there.
I know.
Can you? Sorry. Shout out to Somerset. Can you remember when we got lost on the way into the Longley campsite? Yeah. And we went down a dirt road and it was a dead end, but there was one house on it. And as we were reversing up, the guy like popped out and just stood waiting because he knew we were lost. And I wound the window down and we went to say something and he just went, "You trying to get to the campsite with a sat nav?" And we went, and he went, "You don't use sat navs around these parts." I was like,
"You go right.
Just, you don't trust sat navs around these parts." That was his exact words. Fucking legend. Amazing.
Beautiful accent.
Yeah, amazing.
I thought I would share a story about something I did in my early 20s, which has never been forgotten to this day, 15 years on from when the disastrous event took place.
Oh, I like this.
I was home for the summer after my first year of university, and we were going through a heat wave. Desperate for a cold drink, I popped into my local Sainsbury's. I grabbed a basket and slung it over one arm into the crook of my elbow and continued to use my phone in the other hand as I headed over to the cold drink section.
This is very well written.
It's lovely, isn't
Jesus.
It?
Jesus.
I know. I haven't had to change any of it, I know.
It's like a little short story.
Well, she's back from university.
Oh, well, yeah, la-di-da. Mm-hmm,
yeah. This was back when having a Nokia 3210 made you feel like the coolest person on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Focused on my text message and vaguely the direction I was walking in, I accidentally bumped into a small child walking with his mum, nearly clonking the basket on the top of his head. Luckily, she pulled him out of the way and I jumped out of the way to avoid a collision. And to my relief, I was just left with an evil glare from the mum.
Happy days.
Yeah. As I was walking away, I heard the most almighty crash. The sound of cans banging filled my ears, and a strange fizzing sound erupted out of nowhere, followed by shrieks of horror from other customers. As I wandered backwards to roughly where I had nearly hit the child, I saw a large tower of local cider on a stand being promoted with a special offer on it. To my utter horror, the tower was slowly collapsing as the cans crashed to the floor and were slowly fizzing and exploding all over the shop.
Jesus.
I realised I had hit one of the cans with the very corner of my basket when avoiding the child's head, nudging it slightly out of place and causing the tower to wobble and slowly fall to the ground.
God.
Cider foam was slowly but surely...
Cider foam!
Spraying.
Cider foam. Oh, you want to watch out for that there cider foam around these parts.
It was slowly but surely spraying out all over the refrigerated raw meat in the aisle opposite.
Oh God!
Over the bunches of flour for sale, over the yogurts and ready meals on offer at the end of the aisles, hitting the ceiling, and worst of all, spraying onto my unaware fellow shoppers as they unknowingly walked up and down nearby aisles.
Jesus.
I saw an old man being hit across his face in glasses with cider.
This is a fucking disaster.
A dad holding his young baby got splattered across the baby's back. Cider was even dripping off the top of the refrigerators onto packets of mince and cuts of beef.
Bloody hell.
I stood there feeling helpless and ashamed, knowing that it was all my fault. However, things really took a turn for the worse. The shop assistants, who were trying to stop the cans slowly popping open and mop up the mess, called for security to clear the area to avoid more people being showered. They came running across and a very guilty red rash of shame filled my cheeks as people began to look at me, pointing. Eyeing up the number of cans that had smashed semi-open and thinking about how much of my student loan I had left from my first year, I began to feel a little worried. Knowing I wouldn't be able to cover the cost, I decided to try and be helpful instead to avoid having to call my parents and ask for financial help for my cider fallout. I bravely approached the store manager and I looked at him square in the eye and said, "I'm very sorry. I think I may have knocked the cider over. Can I please help you tidy all this up?" He looked me up and down and simply said, "No, you can leave and not come back ever."
Ha ha ha! Oh, God.
I got home to my parents, who initially gave me a bollocking for coming home stinking of booze in the middle of the day, assuming I had been drinking all morning. I ended up crying in my dad's arms after what felt like the most embarrassing morning of my entire life.
Wow.
My family were pissing themselves laughing when the next day my dad dragged me back to the store to properly apologise for my behaviour and offered to pay the cost of the cider and clean up the mess.
Wow.
Needless to say, it took 10 years before I even attempted to go back. And even now, I really don't hang about in there for a lot very long at all. I didn't like cider then and I don't like it now.
Brilliant. Wow. Wow.
Nice story that, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, don't text while you walk around. Fucking hate it. I hate it when people walk into me on pavements because they're busy texting.
Yeah.
Stop it. Stop doing it. Don't text while you're driving either. I saw someone walk into a lamppost once because they were texting. Mm. Loved it. One of the best things I've ever seen. Got a little bit of an erection. I was that happy. Brilliant. Brilliant story.
Thing I took from this is you don't see many stands like that anymore, do you?
That's why.
Is that why?
Very bold. I mean, we're talking, I think that's dated perfectly. I imagine Nokia 3310 time was when that kind of shit stopped.
Yeah.
Because people started paying a lot less attention while walking around.
Mm. Yeah, I never thought about that, actually.
Do you know what I mean?
Back in the 80s, everybody was just...
Oh, look at that cider tower.
Oh, don't it look lovely? Oh, God, buys me one of them.
Getting so excited, I'm going to cider foam everywhere. And yeah.
Now they're all playing Pokemon Go.
That's it,
and Snapchatting the dicks to each other.
I mean, not in Sainsbury's, but yeah.
Right, you never know. Further question to you both is...
Oh, okay.
Rosie, if you could ban Chris from a particular shop, which one would it be? And Chris, if you could ban Rosie from a shop, which one would it be?
Wow. Anywhere that sells sofas, online and in person. Sick of it. Stop buying them. One in the front room's a bit too big, to be fair.
You love that new sofa, so don't even dare.
I do love it, but still.
Still got a bit of a funny smell.
Yeah. Oh, that's... Oh, God. Jesus.
Nobody hasn't settled in the house yet.
Oh, you walked in the house the other day and went, right, what's that smell in the house? What
something
is it?
Something smells.
And you walk around like a fucking Labrador.
I'll get to the bottom of it. Something smells and I don't know what it is. But there's something rotten somewhere. And I'm thinking, has Robin stuffed a sandwich behind the settee or something? Is there something? There's something.
Good luck with
on.
That because I can't smell it.
I'm going to find it.
Where would you ban me from?
I don't know. You don't really go on any Amazon. I'd ban you off Amazon. I know it's online, but you just love Amazon. There's someone comes from Amazon nearly every other
Amazon.
Day.
Honestly, on Lad Bible or on the internet or whatever, every 5 minutes, they put the post out photos of Jeff Bezos and say, oh, his net worth went up $8 billion yesterday and all that. And everyone's like shocked. And I'm like, nah, yeah, I get it. Yeah, that's me. That's me buying
the time,
stuff.
Constantly. Just shit. Like, you know, like, I remember when we needed curtain hooks and you were like, I'll get on Amazon. Yeah. I was like, go to Wilkinson's.
Why would I fucking walk around Wilkinson's? Because they might not have them. What, like I said before, I've said it on one of the... It was a sponsor once. The guy's got in touch, I remember. It was a sponsor once, walking around the shops looking for stuff when the internet exists. My mum still does it, she goes. My mum says things like, hey, I went to 6 shops to try and find them curtain hooks. Fucking go online, click it, and someone will bring it to your house. It's amazing. We're living
in the
future.
You're killing the high street. You are.
The high
personally.
Street. The high street.
You are killing
well,
it.
Well, the pigeons should wear nappies if they want me to go back to the high street. Stop it.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
So we were discussing this, Rosie, the other day. Mm. You put a photo online of your baked potato with balsamic glaze on, was it?
Yeah.
And someone messaged going, is that brown sauce?
On your tuna,
yeah. on your tuna, because people are nuts.
What made you and say that?
Because I've had an email about your food photos.
Oh.
Right? And I said to you, people's opinion on food is crazy online. The two things that you, if you're going to put a photo online, if you want people to argue with you, put a Sunday roast on or put a full English breakfast on.
Yeah.
Everyone has got an opinion. Well, there's only one Yorkshire. It's small Yorkshire, too big Yorkshire. Why is your beans touching your egg? Not enough bacon. Where's the mushroom? It's fucking ridiculous, right? It's breakfast by committee.
Uh-huh.
Madness, right? Someone's emailed in with this, right?
About my jacket potatoes?
Yeah, so they got annoyed about something. I'll get to it. But then just listen to the hypocrisy in this email. Oh. It's incredible.
Is
but
it
I think
wind
they're aware.
Us up?
They're aware. They're very self-aware. Rosie, I saw on your Instagram the other day that you were enjoying a jacket potato with tuna and a side of beans.
Yeah, tuna bean splodge.
I'm all for... She's abbreviated it 3 times to J potato, which I quite like.
Nice.
I'm all for a tuna J potato or a beans J potato, but not the two together. Anyway, I feel mean for being appalled by this flavour combination, and I started thinking about my weird food habits. So she's realised that she's bad as well, right?
Good.
Whilst, listen to these. Whilst at university, one morning after a heavy night, I discovered the combination of pizza crusts dunked in strawberry yoghurt.
Horrible. What?
Get in the sea.
And she's slagging me off having beans with me tuna jacket potato. Two things that are very well associated with the jacket potato. I just happen to have them at the same time. She's dipping a pizza crust in a yoghurt. Is she having a laugh?
And that's at uni, so that's the next morning. So that's communal pizza crusts, I'm guessing. So that's other bits of people's corner of the mouth.
Leftover crusts.
Yeah.
She wants locked up.
I have no idea what possessed me to do this, possibly still drunk, but don't knock it till you've tried it. Well, I'm knocking it. I'm never going to try it. My friend at uni used to have rice, baked beans and grapes.
What? Horrific. Rice and baked beans, I can get on board with that.
Could you?
Absolutely. I love beans.
Yeah?
Bit carby, though.
Bit carby, rice and beans, yeah.
Rice and beans, it's a thing.
But this will be baked beans, Heinz in a tomato sauce, and rice and beans is a thing, but it's different flavours, isn't it? Or it's kidney beans in rice.
It's like black beans usually, yeah.
Yeah, this is...
Fair enough.
Yeah. My fiancé eats raw pasta as a snack.
That's not good for you.
Spaghetti or penne like they are crisps.
That's
like
really...
a fucking horse. How is that possible?
That's really bad for you. That's gonna cut your anus when it comes out the other side.
Not if you drink enough water, it'll just go past your inside, won't it?
No, I need boiling water.
Oh, good point. Well, maybe drink water and go for a run.
It's not.
Just sauna.
Maybe don't eat dry pasta. You know.
And finally, the other night, I don't know why, but myself and my fiance tried one of our dog's new Weight Watchers biscuits.
Great.
And we're both pleasantly surprised.
Dogs have got Weight Watchers biscuits.
That's the main thing I took from that is someone's looked at their dog and went, hey, you could do with using a couple of Clem. You fat little shit. What are you putting your dog on Weight Watchers biscuits for, you bastard? Poor bloody dog. Putting your dog on a diet.
Let's take a minute here. I can't stand seeing overweight little dogs. And cats.
Well, it's harsh, isn't it?
Now worse, is there?
Yeah, well, it is sort of animal abuse. But I mean, come on. Just feed Weight Watchers, but you can have biscuits, but you can have these non...
No sugar.
Non-sugary ones.
Refined. Eesh. And they tried them.
They tried them and said they're lovely. Said, we are seriously considering eating them in a bowl with milk like cereal.
Really? Really? And she dares come at me with having beans.
Do you know what she should do? She should get your name out of my mouth.
Eh? Get my name and my jacket potato out your mouth. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie.
Hi.
So my story is, my mum and dad are divorced and they both remarried. And now we all go on holiday together.
What?
With the new husband and wife. We always have fun and really enjoy it.
Rosie.
We've been to Greece together to see my dad's new wife's family.
Rosie.
What?
Swingers.
What?
They're swingers.
No, they're not.
They are. There's no other explanation for that. That's really weird.
Well, can I finish the question?
Well, I don't know if I want to.
We all enjoy it and it is still spoken about today. My question for you is, if you ever got divorced and remarried, do you think that you could go on holiday together with each other's new partner?
That's strange, isn't it? I mean, it's lovely. I don't mean to poo-poo anyone's, you know, they've made the best of life and that's a lovely situation that they've got there and they've broke up and they still go on holidays together, both sets of...
Personally, I think it's absolutely lush. That's all I wanted to say about it.
I think it's lush, but I think it's weird.
Mm.
But
do you
I
think
just...
we could do it?
No.
Right.
I don't think so. I don't think so, because I think if you really have been in... We've talked about this before. If you really have been in love, fully, deeply in love, I think you then can't just be mates afterwards. I don't think it's possible.
Yeah. I do know what you mean. I think, well, obviously we're just talking about how we are now.
Yeah.
And if you were on holiday with another woman, I'd be, you know, devastated. It would be horrible. But I don't know whether in years and years to come, if anything, God forbid, did happen.
Mm.
Like my mum and dad split up. They were together for 32 years.
Yeah.
And I think when you got children together, it's a lot different.
Yeah.
But I personally, all I took from that was I think that's really nice. And it must be nice for them as kids to be able to have their mum and dad's.
If they've just done it for the kids, absolutely fair play to the parents. Bloody well done.
But yeah, I don't know if we... thinking about it right now, I couldn't do it.
I mean, going on holiday with mates is annoying anyway.
Mm.
Going on holiday with mates who you used to have sex with and live with could be even more. I mean, come on. Like, if you're on holiday with mates...
When you said
like,
that there, I was like, which of our mates have you had sex with?
No, that's not what I meant. Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, are you ready? Oh, what time are we going out for dinner? Oh, 7:30. Oh, she's not ready. Oh, he's fanning on. Oh, he's still at the bar. Like, oh, fucking. And then, oh.
Do you know what I think as well? If that was a thing, And if we split up and then we went on holiday with our new partners, right. If your new wife was moaning about you, yeah. I'd be like, yeah.
Oh, God.
And then I'd just
join
in. That'd
be horrible. That'd be horrible.
But you'd be the same with my new husband, so it would just be really strange.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, yeah, they used to do that all the time. Oh, it's not your problem now.
Yeah, but for us, it would be even worse.
I know.
Because it would literally be, oh, he does that. And you'd be like, well, listen to this. You'd whip your phone out and go, look, episode 42, a podcast we used to do together, didn't we? Listen, I talk about it. And yeah, have a listen. And you'd just be playing it constantly.
I know.
Oh, no.
But it is very sweet.
Sweet. Well done, them. But weird and not happening. So there you go. Babadoo, 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 ba. Can you do us a favour, Robin? Can you go, babadoo, babadoo, ba? Go babadoo, 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 ba. Babadoo, 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 ba. All you got to say now is... All you got to say is very important, right? It's very important that we don't get paid, right? Say, thank you very much for listening to this week's podcast.
Thank you very much for listening to this week's podcast.
Right, and then say, this podcast, because we can't say the actual, can't get you to say the word, we'll get in trouble. Say, this podcast...
This podcast
is now part of the Acast.
Of the Acast.
Creator.
Network.
Boom. High five. Ah, very rough. Very rough. Okay. Ah, I only asked for a high five.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.